Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 25th of July. From time to time, these morning audio comments may have given the impression of less than wholehearted endorsement of the policies of US Federal Reserve Chair Powell. While the economic quality of those policies can be credibly challenged, the independence of those policies cannot. Yesterday, there was a signal of continued Fed independence. For now, US President Trump toured the Federal Reserve building site, and Powell was very willing to publicly point out Trump's errors about what was actually happening. There was also a subtle attack on Trump's policy of taxing US consumers of foreign goods, by attributing some of the Fed's cost overruns to tariffs. One might think it hard to claim that foreigners pay the price of US tariffs when the chair of the Federal Reserve explains that the central bank itself is actually having to pay Trump's tariffs on inputs into their own building project. This does not mean that the political pressures to cut US interest rates are going to disappear. Clearly, they are not. It does suggest that Powell will continue to operate an independent policy, so the policy errors will continue to be down to them and not down to political pressure. US data is not going to make much of a difference to the debate about US interest rates. Durable goods orders have become very complex and can be interpreted in a number of ways. For investment goods, the factory building boom of the Biden administration naturally leads to some demand for durable goods now, and there will be a lag between starting building work and equipping a factory, obviously. However, uncertainty has meant that there has been a slowdown in that factory expansion program this year. For consumers, there's an even more divided environment. There is evidence that Democrat consumers front-loaded their purchase of consumer durable goods in anticipation of trade taxes, and so there will have to be some payback for that now. At the same time, Republican consumers did not apparently front-load their purchases, and so they'll have a more stable purchase pattern over time. Japan's July Tokyo area consumer price inflation data was slightly weaker, and slightly weaker than expected as well. On the international core measure of consumer price inflation, the rate slowed from 1.8% year-on-year to 1.6% year-on-year. Food prices still dominate the headline consumer price inflation rate, although their contribution has been declining a little. Government controls over things like water prices helped with the general disinflation trend, and as these are not reflecting underlying market forces, the pressure on the Bank of Japan to raise rates at some point later this year is still intact. From the United Kingdom, we'll be getting June retail sales data. Unusually warm weather in the United Kingdom will add complications to these numbers as people shift their consumption patterns around. The impulse to barbecue meat into a charred mess increases with the temperatures, and that can increase food and alcohol sales. Handheld fans have become the travel accessory of the year for people using London Underground, and so forth. At the same time, other consumption, which may or may not appear in retail sales, will soften in compensation. We'll also get the Ifo Business Sentiment Poll from Germany. This has slowly trended higher over the course of this year, and the expectation is that this positive trend will continue. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG, and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.